A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As you go, proclaim the good news, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this Gospel passage is the one the Church chooses to remember St. Barnabas, whose feast day this is. He was a close collaborator of St. Paul's, and it's obvious that this Gospel passage is very apt, very appropriate for someone who, once he'd come to know Christ, gave his whole life to preaching. He'd have made a good Dominican. It's a sort of basic instruction manual for preachers. And as usual, Jesus takes a line that I don't think many people would put into practice literally, although Dominic seems to have come pretty close to this radical ideal. It's not so much the injunction to raise the dead or cast out demons that would frighten most of us off. Paradoxically enough, we might take that in our stride, but then I think we'll run like rabbits when we hear that we're supposed to work free of charge, take no money and no spare clothing along with us, because laborers deserve their food, says Jesus. But, of course, there's no guarantee that the food will be forthcoming in return for the announcement of the truth of the gospel. And maybe that's especially true in our own times. But it seems that we're supposed to take hospitality for granted. Well, forgive me if I'm doubtful of the capacity of most of you, and certainly sure of the absence of my own capacity to follow these instructions without hesitation. Anybody that's gone round with the collection plate during Sunday Mass knows that even the most committed Christians usually give pretty sparingly. Our parish priests or our friars or our nuns are certainly not going to get fat on what most communities provide for them. But we're ready enough to call on them for support in the spiritual sphere. And if we're the ones who are on their side to begin with, what chance have they got of rich pickings from the non-believers? Well, the lesson isn't new, but it's never easy to learn. The lesson is to trust in God. God never lets us down. Trust in one another, too. But if we're to trust in one another, we need to give one another reason to trust. And that means open hands and open hearts. We need to do what Barnabas did. Barnabas was from Cyprus, but he went off, he hit the road, if you like. He went off to Jerusalem, he went to Antioch, he went around preaching, as Jesus said. And we need to preach, as Paul, Barnabas's close companion, said, all the time. We need to be ready to shake off the shackles of our material life. It's a tall order. Oh, but let's try. Let's just try.